Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
Browns, Vikings, London. Kegs and eggs, my friends. Kegs and eggs on Sunday morning as we all wake up extremely early to watch NFL football. Though you think about it, it's just a regular work day for most of us. So do you expect things to look better with Gabriel at the helm? I'll ask you that. What do you expect to change? What are your expectations? I didn't have a chance to ponder this with you or Jeff throughout the week just because I was on the morning show. Wednesday I was on.
Wednesday. Yes.
Tuesday I had a little procedure done. We talked about that on the morning show. I would highly recommend that when they tell you to do the procedure, go do the procedure. And you all know what I'm talking about. So
I think I made a joke on show after you about it, saying while they were up there, did they find the horseshoe for the Guardians?
Oh,
I said something like that.
How'd that go over? Did Jeff laugh? That's all I care.
He laughed, gave me that look of like, young man, you're towing the line.
No, here, tell the joke again. You can say it again. I'll tell you exactly what I think Jeff did.
I said, while they were doing that procedure, did they find the horseshoe that was lodged in the Guardians?
216-474-0092. So the Browns this week are in London. Is that how it went?
It's about so. Except he did give me the dad look of like,
there's close. Nothing worse, especially close. when you and I start riffing. We just start talking, and all he wants to do is put the car back in the middle lane and keep driving.
Yes.
That's who he is. It's all right. We respect him.
We love him for it.
Yeah, we do.
He keeps us from getting fired, and I appreciate that.
So I want to go a little bit into the weeds on this thing. On like two things. I know this is weird that I'm doing this when we're talking about the Browns, because I know that the story is Gabriel. There are two things I'm looking to see this week. Okay. The first thing that came to mind when they said Gabriel is starting wasn't like floored. I wasn't surprised. You know, I was like, okay, well, they want to move on. They're 1-3. What are they playing for? And they know as well as you know, as well as we know, they've got to see what they have in Sanders and Gabriel at some point, right? So the floor is Gabriel's. If he can take advantage of it, he changes a lot of things down the road. That to me is the crystal clear conversation for the week. There are two things I'm watching this week. One, is Jack Conklin back? And what was the influence? If he is back with a left-handed quarterback, how important is that? Knowing that they've got nothing from the left tackle with a right-handed quarterback. So I have a feeling and I hope that Jack Conklin can play this week, because if he's healthy and can play at 75 to 80% of his capacity, it's still better than anything else we've had at right tackle all season.
Kevin Stefanski had this to say in his morning press conference when it came to Jack Conklin.
Okay. I'd say similar there. He has been pushing really hard these last few weeks, so I'm hopeful, but we got to get through the next few days.
You'll take hopeful. Hopeful seems like it's in the right direction. I don't know. I'm with you.
I am not throwing a rookie awesome left-handed quarterback out there with an inexperienced right tackle.
I agree with you. And Cornelius Lucas, while having a boatload of experience, is like not been good. And Cam Robinson has not been good pretty much anywhere he stepped his foot in. So I'm with you. They need to have Jack Conklin out there to help him.
Okay, next point, minutia point for the game. Ready? Very interested to see, and I know this is crazy, so, and by the way, the season's been, offense has been so bad, what's the difference, right? Gage Larvidan and Malachi Corley are both on the active roster at wide receiver. Did you guys do this conversation or no?
We did not do this conversation. Okay.
So you got to believe that Gabriel has been working with Larvidan since the end of camp.
That's true.
And Corley comes in here too. Again, two names that we have not talked about the entire regular season. Isaiah Bond now gets pushed into what, like a starting three role, if you think about it.
Yes.
Because of the injuries. That's why they're in this position.
They don't play a boatload of 11 personnel, but you would think, which is one tight end, one wide receiver for those of you out there. So three wide receivers on the field at any time, one tight end, one running back.
So these are the things that I contemplated when they made the change. It wasn't so much that, oh, Joe's out. Oh, where's Shadur? It was, you're putting in a left-handed quarterback who needs all the help he possibly can. And, you know, it's preseason, right? Like, Gabriel looked good in the preseason, right? We look good. I didn't have any complaints.
Operated. Ball came out quickly. He seemed to read the field decently enough. He moved decently. He was able to get the ball out on time and on target. I mean, that's how I would put it. He ran the offense like you would expect an adult to run the offense. It wasn't a whole lot of running around out of the back. It wasn't a whole lot of, you know, hang on, let me try to make something insane happen here. It was like, okay, this is what the offense dictates for me to do. I will do that.
So the play it safe offense that we've seen for weeks would be Gabriel to Njoku, Fannin,
yep,
and Judkins.
Yep.
That's it. That's the play it safe offense, which is really boring.
Quite.
And leaves you under 20 points.
That probably is true, too.
So when I watch this game Sunday morning, my eyes will be on Larvidan and Corley if they hit the field offensively. And I'm looking, I think they need Jack Conklin to play. I personally, I wouldn't have made the switch until next week if I thought Jack Conklin couldn't play. I think that right tackle spot is now gigantic in this game, especially against a team that you could be seeing your lunch by the end of the third quarter, or fish and chips, or whatever you're eating while you're over there.
So the two things that I would add on to that of why I would have probably waited till next week, or even if I could tread water to the Miami game, that's when I would have pulled the trigger. But the main thing with this is clearly they saw what Joe Flacco was doing and went, we can't operate in this.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This world anymore of a guy who is not moving. I think his brain is moving faster than his body at this point as well. And we need to make a change because this offense is inept. Here are the things that I look at with it. So I did a little research of Brian Flores' defense since he took over the Vikings against rookie quarterbacks with the help of Nate Tice of Yahoo Sports, which is where I found this.
Okay.
Rookie quarterbacks against the Brian Flores defense have averaged. Now, those quarterbacks, Bryce Young, Aiden O'Connell, twice against Caleb Williams. Okay, so we got four quarterbacks we're working under. Combined, 11 points per game, 4.3 yards per play, 26% third down conversion, and an average of 3.5 sacks a game. That's a Brian Flores defense going against rookie quarterbacks. Not good. That guy's really good at what he does. He hides stuff well. He really makes your quarterback question what his eyes are telling him. He's very, very good at that. Now, the other pushback on that is if you go by DVOA, which is our buddy Aaron Schatz, who hops on with us every so often talking football with us, the Vikings defense is 26th against the run.
So there's a positive. That's interesting. Yeah. I didn't realize that.
So you can run the ball against them, which is, I hope, pray, plea, all the way across the ocean, that that's what they do to help Dylan Gabriel. Run the ball. Hand the ball to Quinshon Judkins 20 to 25 times a game. Get Dylan Sampson involved as well. Run the ball. Then run play action off of it to get easy, defined throws for Dylan Gabriel and make life simple for him. So, yes, I'm with you on Conklin as well. That's a really good point.
Yeah, and I didn't know if you guys had talked about it. I mean, overall, I wanted to see Gabriel or Sanders at some point. I just didn't know when it was going to happen. And I knew the clock was ticking against Joe, especially if he couldn't get out there and you know, have a couple 300-yard games. You knew it was coming, right? It didn't matter. It was just, it's what the future is when you're 1-3. It really is. It's nothing against Joe. I like Joe. I think Joe would be a fantastic coach if he wanted to be a coach somewhere down the road. I think he gets it. He understands it. If he would have said, there was a quote earlier this week where he's like, yeah, I was a little surprised. Yeah, I mean, and so what? That's what I want you to be. Absolutely. And by the same token, and I know we'll talk maybe a little bit more about this, about Shedeur Sanders. I the mime thing is a little silly, but I wouldn't say anything if I was Sanders. He doesn't have anything to gain by saying anything.
You know this from being in the media longer than I have.
Okay.
How often have you seen the quarterback who has been benched walk out and talk to the media about being benched?
It doesn't happen.
It doesn't happen.
No, it is
respect for that.
Between that and that last week of Eric Wedge being the manager of the Indians, I don't know if you remember this or not. So they had already determined that Eric wasn't coming back for the next season.
I remember it because of the quote that you always used to describe how they were looking for the manager.
And it was Chris, right? Chris was still sitting at the.
I think he was still the GM at that point. He wasn't the president yet.
No, it was Mark. It was Mark that said it. Mark Shapiro said.
That's it.
They asked Mark, I think it was, I don't know that it matters or not.
Not to I think it was Sheldon. But Mark Shapiro, that is.
Yeah, Mark Shapiro. I think Sheldon Oker asked him what they were looking for in the next manager. And he had said, someone like Eric Wedge. And I sat there and I was like, if that's your answer, why didn't you just keep him for another season? Like, I didn't get it, but I did. I mean, I understood it. I got it from a business standpoint, and I got it from a I kind of understand it thing. But and then Eric was up there, and he was on the dais, and I'm like, wait, what? They're letting the manager go at the end of the season. Normally, you would see that in a situation of health concern, right? Like, that's about the only other time you would see it. I just thought it was one of the most bizarre things I'd ever sat there and witnessed, and I was like, okay, all right, I get it. And then they replace him with who? Maniac? Oh, man.
I give Joe Flacco so much credit for doing that. That had to be tough. I mean,
but that's who he is. I mean, he's, I don't know. I respect him. I respect him too. So.
And Dylan Gabriel, man, he sounded like this is his gig and he's not giving it up in every single press conference. And okay.
But that's what we want.
Right.
I want that. I got to be honest. I want Shedeur Sanders to not want to talk or to kind of blow the media off.
The thing, Andy,
I'm okay with him being upset with not getting the job. That's okay.
Press conference. We've heard every style of press conference from a quarterback in Cleveland. We've heard confident. We've heard grateful. We've heard cocky. We've heard
on Shedeur?
Shocked. We've heard every single thing out of every single press conference on the face of this earth from a quarterback, and it's all flopped. So it all depends on what you do on the field. And that's going to be the final story.
You're talking about Shedeur, right?
No, I was talking Dylan Gabriel, sounding confident and okay. All that kind of stuff.
I've never seen a station spend more time on a third string quarterback who's inactive every week than we do.
Duh, Andy. 92.3
2020. Shedeur.
Duh. We're Shafan. What do you expect?
We spend more. I don't ever remember spending this time on a third string quarterback.
The only one
you know why? Because most of the time, the third string quarterback's on the practice squad.
Yeah, the only one that came close, and he was never the third string, would have been Johnny. He was never the third string.
Oh, he should have been.
He should have been the 12th string, but that's a different story.
Well, you wouldn't have known because he didn't have a playbook. He never opened it.
He might have been third
string. The things he admitted, it was just like, what? You're even going to admit that? All right, well, I give you credit for admitting it, but why any NFL team thought he was going to be a good quarterback is beyond me. I'd love to know the person that walked up to Jimmy Haslam and said, Johnny Manziel is it, man. You got to have him. I did a lot of research on him. Where did you do that? What, like, what were they thinking? Oh, that, right. I mean, that set you back. I know. Now I'm going to the Wayback Machine. I got to stop.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
To remind you that 60% of sales on Amazon come from independent sellers, here's John from Devil Dog Pet Company.
We run our family business from Sterling Heights, Michigan, but we can reach customers all over the country thanks to Amazon. Good boy.
Shop small business on Amazon.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.